I am now reading Mark chapter 6. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 6. The heading is, Jesus' own countrymen rubbished him. Jesus and his followers left that country and went back to Jesus' own community called Nazareth. On the Jewish people's rest day, Jesus went to the Jewish meeting place and started to teach the people God's message. A lot of the people there heard his words and they got a big shock. They said, "Hey, we know this man. He comes from here. His mother Mary lives here with his brothers James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, as well as his sisters. His job here is to make things with wood. How does he know so much? And where did he get the power to do clever things for people?" Those Nazareth people got upset, and they didn't take any notice of him. Jesus then said to them, "When God gives a man words to speak, people everywhere respect him. But people that know that special man from the time he was a little boy, they won't respect him. Even his close family and relations won't listen to him." The people of his own community didn't believe his words, so he could not do anything really powerful there. He only touched a few sick people there and made them better. He was really shocked because they turned their back to him and didn't want to believe his words. So he left them and went to other little communities and told them God's words. The next section is from verse 7 to verse 13. The heading is, Jesus sent out his 12 special followers. Jesus had a meeting with his 12 special followers. He told them, "You have to go to every community and tell God's story to the people. Let them take care of you when you go there. Don't take a bag or food or money or spare clothes with you. Just take your sandals and a walking stick. After you get to a community and that community is happy for you to stay, you must camp in only one house. Don't move around to different houses. But if a community doesn't want to have you there, and if they won't listen to your words, then you have to go away from it. As you leave it, shake the dust off your feet to give those people a warning. Tell them, 'You did not take notice of our words, so God is going to judge you and punish you.'" And Jesus told his followers, "I am giving you my power now to make bad spirits go out from people." Then Jesus sent them out to do God's work. He sent them away in six teams, with two men in each team. The teams did as Jesus told them. They went to other communities and told everyone God's words. They told people to turn around, change their lives, and come back to God's way. Those men sent a lot of bad spirits out of people, and they put olive oil on a lot of sick people like medicine for them, and those sick people got better. The next section is the first part of verses 14 to 29. The heading is, Herod killed John, the man that baptized people. This is the story about what happened to John, the baptizer. King Herod had a brother called Philip. Philip had a wife called Herodias. Herodias didn't want to live with Philip anymore, and so she left him and got married to Herod. John kept telling Herod, "You are breaking God's law. You should not have your brother's wife." Herodias hated John for saying this, and she wanted to kill him, but she couldn't, because Herod sent some soldiers to arrest John and keep him in jail. So Herodias could not do anything to him. Herodias was scared of John because John was a good man and lived God's way all the time. Herod liked to talk with John, but John's words confused him and upset him. Later on, Herod had a birthday party, and Herodias got her chance to hurt John. All the leaders of Herod's army and the government bosses from Galilee were there at Herod's party. Herodias' daughter danced for them at that party. Everybody was really happy with her dancing, and so Herod made a strong promise to her. He told her, "I want to give you a really good present. You can ask for anything. I will give you anything you ask for, even as much as half of this country. This is true. I am not lying." That young girl went outside and asked her mother, "What will I ask for?" Her mother said, "Go back in and ask the king to send a soldier to cut off John the Baptizer's head and give it to you as a present." The girl ran back into the party and said to King Herod, "I want you to give me John the Baptizer's head on a big plate, and I want it right now." Herod was really sad to hear these words, because he didn't want to break his promise and then be ashamed. So he sent a soldier to cut off John's head and bring it back to the girl on a big plate. The soldier went to the jail and cut off John's head and brought it back to the party and gave it to the young girl, and then she gave it to her mother. John's friends heard this bad news. They came and got his body. Then they took it away and buried it. The next section has the heading, King Herod was worried about Jesus. Later on, lots of people heard about what Jesus was doing, and they talked about him all the time. Some people said, "Jesus is really Elijah, that old man who told God's word a long time ago. God made him alive again." Some other people said, "Jesus is a man talking for God just like the other men that spoke God's word a long time ago." But some people reckoned, "Jesus is really John the Baptist. God made John alive again and gave him power to do powerful things." King Herod heard these stories and said, "I got my soldiers to cut John's head off, but this man now, he must be John the Baptizer. I reckon God made him alive again." The next section is from verse 30 to verse 56. The heading is, Jesus gave food to 5,000 people. Later on, Jesus' 12 special followers came back from telling God's story to all the communities. They stood around Jesus and told him everything that they did and what they taught the people in the communities. While they were talking, lots of other people were coming up to Jesus all the time so that Jesus and his followers didn't get a chance to eat any food. Jesus was worried for his followers, so he said to them, "Let's go to a quiet place out bush so that you can have a rest." So Jesus and his followers got into a boat and started to go across the lake to a quiet place from all the people. But lots of people saw him leave. They were from a lot of different communities, but they knew the place that Jesus and his special followers were going to. They ran around the side of the lake and got there first, before the boat. Jesus looked at the mob of people waiting for him, and he felt sad inside for them. They had no one to look after them. They were like a mob of sheep that had no boss to take care of them. So Jesus started to teach them lots of things. At the end of the day, Jesus' special followers went to him and said, "It's nearly time for the sun to go down, and we are way out here in the bush. You should send the people away from here so that they can go find some food. They can go to a nearby farm or community to buy some food to eat." Jesus said to them, "You mob, give them some food to eat." But they said, "What? We haven't got that much food. Do you want us to go now and buy a lot of bread for them? That will cost thousands of dollars." But Jesus said to his followers, "How much food have you got? Go and have a look." They came back to him and said, "We've got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus told his followers to get the people to sit down on the green grass in groups, maybe about 50 people or about 100 people in each group. Then Jesus picked up the bread and the fish, looked up into the sky and said, "Thank you, God, for this bread and fish." Then Jesus broke up the bread and fish and gave the pieces to his followers and to the people. All of the people got a good feed, and later on Jesus picked up the bits of food left over. They filled up 12 big baskets with food that people didn't eat. A really big mob of people had a feed that day. There were 5,000 men, as well as women and kids. As soon as they finished eating, Jesus told his followers, "Get into your boat and row across the lake to a place called Bethsaida. I will follow you mob later on." Then he started telling all the people, "You mob can go home now. Goodbye." After he said goodbye to them all, Jesus went up to the hills to pray. Nighttime came and Jesus was still on the land all alone, and the boat was halfway across the lake. Later on, Jesus looked out and saw that his followers were having a hard time rowing the boat. The wind was stopping them. Just before daylight, Jesus walked on the water towards the boat, and it looked like he was going to keep going past them. Jesus' followers saw him walking on the water, and they thought he was a ghost. And they got really frightened and screamed. Straight away, Jesus said to them, "It is all right. It's me, Jesus. Don't be frightened." Then Jesus got into the boat with his followers, and straight away the wind stopped blowing. The men in the boat were shocked. They still could not understand about Jesus. They saw what he did with the bread and fish the day before, but they couldn't work it out. It was like their brains were no good. Then they came to the land again, to the country called Gennesaret, and they tied up the boat. A lot of people saw Jesus getting out of the boat, and they knew who he was. So they ran around everywhere and got all the sick people in that country and carried them on swags to Jesus. As Jesus went into the communities and towns, people carried their sick ones to the middle of the town and put them on the ground so that Jesus could see them. Those sick people asked Jesus if they could touch his clothes, and everyone that touched his clothes got better.